Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah with the name Al-Wajidu. Al-Wajidu. Al-Wajidu, the scholars have mentioned, it means that Allah who has everything. Al-Wajidu is the attributive name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it means the one who has everything. In the Arabic language, wajada means to find something. Wajada means to find something. Now you find something in such a way that it might have been in your possession from a long time, or that you find something later on in your life, that is the same. That is the meaning of wajada. But when you say al-wajibu, al-wajidu, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means the one who has everything. The one who has everything. And inshallah, with a few examples, this name will be understood, inshallah, with a few examples. For an example, a man in this world, he says that I am going to be the richest man in the world. I am going to be the richest man in the world. Now he can't even guarantee that for himself. There is no guarantee that he can be the richest man. Possibly he can be a rich man. Someone might say that he's a rich man. Why? Because that power is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is al-wajidu. The one who has everything. So Allah is the one who can give wealth. And Allah is the one who can take wealth. Make someone poor. So a human being, even for 1 minute, let us accept that this man becomes the richest man in the world. Richest man in the world. Who is the richest man in the world? Anybody know?
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates. Actually, we as Muslims, we are the richest. Subhanallah. Yeah, really, alhamdulillah. Those who have the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that is a blank check. We are rich. Bifazlillah. And so even if that individual was to be the richest man in the world, his wealth still has limitations and restriction. It will not mean that he is the richest man so he can go out and do whatever he wants. There is restriction in everything, despite the fact that he is the richest man, he's got wealth, but it does not mean that he can do whatever he wants. That is al-wajidu, the one who has everything. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For an example, a man is struck with an illness or with a disease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all good health.
Amen.
And then he says that the doctors will give me shifa, cure. At the moment I am suffering, but in a few days I will be fine, I will be cured. Even the doctors will not guarantee him shifa. Even the doctors will not guarantee him complete cure. Why? Because there is limitations, restrictions in everything. That is only with that Allah whose name is Al-Wajidu, the one who has everything. And when we say the one who has everything, it means the one who has also good health. The one who can give you good health, and the one who can take away health from you and replace it with an illness. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, take advantage of five things before these five blessings are taken away from you. وَصِحَّتِكَ قَبْلَ سُكْمِكَ. Take advantage of your good health before an illness or a disease strikes at you. Allahu Akbar. How many people today in the world you see, mashallah, are fit, perfect, all of a sudden something happens. And they are completely paralyzed, disabled. Allah save us.
Amen.
Or a man who is old. He has reached that age now that he is 70, 80. And he looks at someone who is young, 17, 18. And he says, you know what? I want to return back to my youthful years and I want to be 20 now. I want to be 20. From 80, he says, I want to go back and be 20. He can only dream of it. He can only dream of it, but he has no power. That power is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Al-Wajidu, the one who has everything. The one who has everything. And if Allah wants, somebody can be 17 years of age, but he will look 80, 50, 60. And if somebody is 70, 60, he can look 15, 20, very young. There is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Jannah, the entire anatomy, the body structure of a person, that will change. It will be transformed anyway. There is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When people go to Jannah, they will be young. So that power also of age, the keeper is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So understand the meaning of al-wajidu. Al-wajidu means that he has everything. Allah is the one who has everything. For an example, someone might say that I want to be very intelligent and I want to master all the subjects and the sciences of this dunya. That is impossible. You can be a doctor, but you're not a pharmacy. You can be a mechanic, but you're not a pilot. Allahu Akbar. You can be a professor, a teacher, but you're not an accountant. A man can be intelligent in this dunya, but he can't be something that is blessed with every kind of knowledge. Why? That is Al-Wajidu. Allah is the one who has everything. From amongst our great scholars, a man who has written the commentary of the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, Anwarul Bari, the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, from the subcontinent, his name is Sheikh Anwar Shah Kashmiri. Sheikh Anwar Shah Kashmiri. It is said about him that Allah had given him a photographic memory. He would say that if I look at a book, just look at it one glance, it would be in the memory for 30 years. But if I was to read it, then it would be in the memory till death. Despite this photographic memory, Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri would say, look at me, I am not a hafiz of the Quran. I have tried to become a hafiz of the Quran, but I am not a hafiz of the Quran. This tells you something. This tells you something. Everything is from Al-Wajidu. Everything is from Al-Wajidu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see Brother Zakir Naik quoting, you know, Christian texts from the Bible. Verse this, chapter this, verse this, chapter that, chapter this, verse this, line this. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Any man who does any good works, Allah bless them. Allah bless everybody from amongst the Muslims. This is the time that we all have to be united. We all have to be united. Allah bless everybody. But what I'm trying to say to you is that a man who has mastered Christian scriptures, he is not a hafiz of the Quran. He is not a hafiz of the Quran. Allah وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, above every intelligent person, you will find someone else who is also an intelligent person. Recently we had the Olympics. You see that every year records are being broken. Every year records are being broken. Ajeeb. A record that was standing there for 10 years, 15 years, broken, broken, broken. Allahu Akbar. That is the strength, that is an achievement that Allah gives a person. Al-wajidu, ultimately everything Allah gives. But Allah is the one who has everything. Allah is the one who has everything. Now, a very important ruling here that we need to understand, my respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wajidu in such a way that he does not even need any kind of a resource or any kind of earthly material for a matter to come into existence. For a matter to come into existence. So for an example, if you want to grow a tree, first you need the seed. And then if you have the seed, you have to have soil. If you have soil, then you must have the right environment. Also the water has to be there. So all of these measures have to be taken first for you to see the fruits. If a man wants to have a comfortable house for himself, to build a house, then obviously he needs the material, cement, bricks, whatever is needed. All of these components have to be there for him to live comfortably in the house. But as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah needs nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs nothing. That is why, alhamdulillah, these names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these attributes, anyone who has mastered and understood the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, his death will come upon iman. There is such fazila and virtue in the hadith, man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Those who memorize the names of Allah, they will enter Jannah. This is a mercy of Allah. For some people, memorizing the entire Quran can be a bit difficult. So for those who can't memorize the entire Quran, Allah has made it easy. The Quran is the kalam of Allah. Allah is saying, if you can't remember my kalam, no problem. Just remember me. Just remember me. Remember me bas. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min, Al-Muhaymin, Al-Aziz, Al-Jabbar, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Khalik, Bari, Musawwir, Ghaffar, Kahar, Wahab. Just remember me. Remember my names. Allah's Nabi has given Basharat, Dakhal al-Jannah. This man will enter Jannah. This man will enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. When these are the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can we doubt it, my respected brother? We can't doubt it. a young boy came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, "O Nabi of Allah, I am an orphan. In my possession there is a very small plot of land and I want to secure it by fencing it or building a wall around it. But I have an issue, a problem. My neighbor will not sell me one date tree which is coming in the way to my one side of the property where I can build a fence. It's coming in the way. So it's an obstruction for me. It's right in the middle. So I went to my neighbor and I said to him that, can you sell me this one date tree? So he looked at me, young boy, he said, go away. So he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining, "O Nabi of Allah, this man is not giving me one date tree." Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Go and call him to me." Partly this is narrated in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and also Hakim and in many other kitabs. So this man came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Let me make you an offer. You give me this date tree that is in your possession and I promise you a date tree of Jannah." Allahu Akbar. The words of a Nabi. A date tree of Jannah. This man said, "No. No." Some of you might be wondering, no to Nabi of Allah? Yes, no. Because he was a munafiq. In Medina Munawwara, they were hypocrites. So he was a munafiq. So Allah's Nabi said, "I'm giving you a date tree of Jannah," and you say no. He said, "No." Khair, he went, left the majlis. Hazrat Abu Dahda was sitting there. Hazrat Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala an a sahabi, he said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "My Nabi, does this offer stand for me also if I can somehow buy that tree from him and give it to you? Can that offer be transferred to me?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at him and said, "Abu Dahda, if you can do it, the same Basharat is for you, glad tidings is for you." Abu Dahda was a great businessman. Great businessman. Abu Dahda quickly ran to him, this man, stopped him on his tracks and said to him, "Do you know who I am?" So he said, "Look, I have no time, I'm busy." He said, "Look, do you know who I am?" And he says, "I know who you are, Abu Dahda. And you know what I own?" So he says, "Yes, I know what you own. You own the most beautiful date farm in Madinatul Munawwara. You own the most precious, most beautiful date farm in Medina, which has got 600 date trees. And the well that is in your date farm has sweet water. It was known for its sweet water. In those days to have sweet water. And there is your mansion that is there also. People admire the property that Allah has given you, the land that you own, the house that you own, the well that you own. It's a beautiful plot. Everybody knows that. There is nothing in Medina Munawwara like what you own." So he said, "I am here to make a deal with you." These were Sahaba. Oh. So he said, "What deal?" He said, "I am prepared to give you the farm that you have described with 600 trees, water well, and my mansion right now if you give me one date tree." So this man said, "Are you crazy? Have you lost your plot? Are you crazy, bhai? Try me." Abu Dahda is saying, "Try me. There are people around me here who are going to be a witness to this." And you see, a kafir and a munafiq, they are materialistic minded people. The kuffar, generally for them, it's all about money. It's all about money. Allahu Akbar. It's all about money. And so, he said, fine, I agree. He says, you agree, these are the people that are there as a witness. Imagine selling everything that he owned just to please Allah and his Rasul. He came running with a smile. You know, running with a smile, not even doubting anything. These were Sahaba. They had value for the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They understood the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he came and he smiled and he says, O Nabi of Allah, that date tree belongs to this orphan. O Nabi of Allah, please confirm. Allah has blessed me with one date tree in Jannah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, no. When you were negotiating with that man, Jibreel Amin was talking with me. And Allah has decided that not one date tree. Your entire Jannah is filled with date trees. And one date tree, the shadow of it, is a distance of 100 years. One date tree, the shadow of that one date tree in Jannah, the distance is 100 years. He came running into his garden. The wife was there enjoying the shade, the water. And Abu Dahda is saying, my beloved wife, come out immediately, vacate the property, for I have sold this. The wife is saying, you've sold this. Allahu Akbar. And he said, yes, I've sold it. And she said, sold it to who? And he said, I've sold it to Allah and his Rasul for Jannah. And she said, Rabihal Bay, Rabihal Bay. Oh, what a businessman you are. What a great husband you are. What a great businessman you are. These were the women. Allahu Akbar. Entire life. She was full of praise. My husband. What a businessman. What a businessman Abu Dahda was. Subhanallah al-Azim. And so it's all about yaqeen. It's all about understanding that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wajidu. Allah does not need anything of this earthly material components, the tools of this dunya, for something to come into existence. So you see that there is one very large group of people in this dunya that shaitan has misled, and they are the Christians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the greatest Nabi of Banu Israel after Musa alayhi salam. Hazrat Isa, the world knows him to be Jesus. Instead of accepting him as the Nabi of Allah, they could not understand this attribute of Allah al-Wajidu. And shaitan whispered amongst them that Jesus, Isa, who comes to you, he has no father. And he came into this world without the intervention of a human being. He has no father. And then from a clay, he will blow into it, and by the kudrat and the power of Allah, it will fly like how birds fly. And the shaitan started whispering in their hearts that, you know, he must be related to God Almighty. He must be related to God Almighty. And so he must be a part of God. So when you make something a part of God and you take it out and then you say, we've taken him out and let us take him to be the Son of God. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now what they don't understand, it is not difficult for Allah to create 1 million Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is not difficult for Allah to create 1 million billion Jibreel alayhi salam. It is not difficult for Allah to do anything because He has everything. Because He has everything. Subhanallah al-Azim. Allah does not need a human being there for another human being to come into existence. That is why we need to understand the concept of mu'jiza. Mu'jiza means the miracles that were given to Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them that you turn away from the right deen, the right path. Inna mathala Isa inda Allah ka mathali Adam. That look at Adam alayhi salam, no father, no mother. Allah needs no one. Allah does not need anything for something to come into existence. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ Allah is Malik of Kun and Fayakun. Insan, human beings need this. You know, we need petrol to travel. We have to maintain everything. Energy, right food. Where are we going to have our lunch, breakfast? You know, I can't go without my chai, they say. You know, I need my chai. Boy, I lose my temper. This and that. That is all for human beings. You know, where's my umbrella? Where's my coat? You know, where's my shades? How much money am I going to take? Where's this chappal? Where's my lungi? Where's my trainers? That is where I'm going. This is all for insan. Allah needs nothing. He is al-wajidu. To Him belongs everything. The one who has everything. Just to conclude, brothers, for us to understand. After the destruction of Qawm-e Aad, Qawm-e Thamud succeeded them. And وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent a Nabi, Hazrat Salih alayhi salam, to them. Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wa salam came to them again. These were people who were diseased and they were worshipping idols. Again, the same issue. You know, we need something that we can see and we want to worship. Sometimes this can be a sickness, a disease. Some people suffer from this, that they will only want to believe that what they can see, that what they can. If I can't see it, I'm going to reject it. Especially the modern thinkers, those that are very modern in their approach, sometimes they have a tendency to reject very quickly, and it's very, very dangerous for a person to have his entire reliance upon his own intelligence only. When Sharia tells us that your reliance should be upon revelation, wahi. So, Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, look, you know, you're worshipping idols, it's wrong. So they got tired of him. You know, a Nabi is a Nabi, he never gives up. So they said, let us put something really difficult in front of him, so that he is humiliated and he will stop giving us da'wat. He will stop giving us da'wat. So they took Salih alayhi salam to the rocky mountains that were there. And they said to Salih alayhi salam, you know, you coming to us every day. Stop that. And he said, how can I stop that? That is my duty. That is what Allah has given me the command to call you to Allah. So he said, okay, you worship Allah, you believe in Allah. Tell your Allah to take out for us a she camel which is also 10 months pregnant from this boulder rock that is in front of you, the rocky mountains that were there. From this rock we want to see a camel coming out from this rock. And they thought that this is going to be an impossible task for him, so then he will be humiliated and he will stop. And so I'm giving you this example so that we understand, for Allah, Allah needs nothing. Allah needs nothing. A she camel pregnant, 10 months pregnant. Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam is confirming that if Allah shows you this camel, will you then believe? And all of them said, Labbaik, we will believe. Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, subhanallah, from the rock. Subhanallah, the rock split and this huge, tall, very beautiful she camel, 10 months pregnant, came out from this rock. And all of them were witnessing this miracle. From this rock, a camel comes out. And then Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu wasalam said, this camel is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shown to you. And now you believe. And they started rejecting him again. Allahu Akbar. You know, Allah save us from being stubborn. You know, this is a disease. For some people, the problem is, it's only my way. It's only my way. You know, you could lose iman when you become too stubborn. That is, you see, stubborn is mixed with arrogance. So when you become stubborn, you lose everything. So you have to be soft. You have to also at times change for something that is right. So he said, now do you believe that, you know, this is a sign from Allah and you believe in Allah? And they said, no. We don't believe. Anyway, they didn't believe in the sign of Allah, but they would drink the milk of this camel. This one camel was enough. Enough milk came out from this one camel for the entire tribe. But then they were jealous also with Saleh alayhi salam. And this jealousy transferred to the camel. You see, when you are jealous of someone, maybe you can't hit him directly. Then you hit those that are connected to him. Then you hit those that are connected to him. So this camel was connected to Saleh alayhi salam. They said, you know what? In the night, let's kill this camel. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And one man came with an arrow shot at the leg of the camel. The camel came down. Another man came with a sword and pierced it straight into the stomach. Another one came also, attacked the camel. And the camel eventually died. Saleh alayhi salatu was salam warned them and said to them, wait for 3 days before the adab of Allah comes to you. They were people of such arrogance, they said to Saleh alayhi salam, Saleh, we can't wait for 3 days. Tell your God to send the punishment now. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam said, 3 days were given to you that possibly you might see the wrong that you have done and you might turn to repentance. And as a Nabi to mediate, maybe Allah will forgive you. But your hearts are more solid than even the rocks that you see. Stone-hearted people. And the third day came, Allahu Akbar. Thunderbolts were filled in the air. A severe earthquake that wiped out the entire region. The entire region was swallowed, wiped out completely from the face of this earth. These were people who were living in mansions carved out from the mountains, strong, physically powerful people, tall individuals, completely wiped out. But here again, al-wajidu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took out a camel from the stone that was there. Allah can do whatever He wants. Just to end, my respected brothers, you'll find many people today who apparently, outwardly, maybe Muslims, but inside there is a lot of corruption. And so when we talk about the signs of the day of Qiyamah and we say that Dajjal will come, you'll see a lot of them make a mockery. Dajjal? One eye here or one eye here? La hawla wa la quwwata. What Dajjal? What kind of a Dajjal? You know, we've got the technology today. What Dajjal? Who will he fight? How will he survive the missiles that we have today? And our military might? No, which Dajjal does the hadith talk about? And then they give this superficial, you know, understanding and opinion. Especially the Qadianis. The Qadianis make a mockery also of Dajjal. They say there's no such thing as Dajjal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a Nabi has said, it is the truth. What a Nabi has said, it is the truth. Allah's Nabi has said, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will come. These are the signs. Ya'juj, Ma'juj will come. Ya'juj, Ma'juj will come. What is difficult? What is difficult? And then one of the signs is also Dabbatul Ard. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ. A beast will come out. That will be towards the very last day. Everything will be closed by then. And that beast will come with the final seal. The marking will take place. The marking will take place. He is a Muslim kafir, mu'min kafir, mu'min kafir, mu'min kafir. Final seal, that's it. With this beast, and Quran says he will be talking. To kallimuhum, that beast will be talking. What is it difficult for us to understand? Why is it difficult? When people are thinking that in the world, you know, a time will come when you might even have imams that are robots. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Sami Allah. You know, Fajr namaz, what surah do we want? Surah Sa'd, Surah Baqarah, press the button. Allahu Akbar, Alif Lam Mim. Who do you want? Sheikh Shuraim? Or, you know, which imam do you want? You know, do you want Hafiz Sulaiman's Qirat? So you press Hafiz Sulaiman there. And there you are. This is a new version of Hafiz Sab. So all these people are, we live in a world, you know, of technology. You know, you don't need a pilot now. You don't need a pilot. I sat in a car, subhanallah, and it was his new car, and he said to me, Maulana, look at this car. It will reverse by itself automatically and fit into this very tight space, you know. And I think he just had to put it into reverse, and automatically the car would adjust itself, and it just went properly. And they're thinking a time will come where you might not even need drivers for the cars. You know, a lot of things, this technology is out there. If insan can do this, what is difficult for Allah Pak? What is difficult for Allah that we are doubting? Why are we doubting? What is there to doubt of Dajjal, of Yajuj Majuj, of a beast that comes out, which is mentioned by Sadiqul Amin, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Understand Al-Wajidu. Al-Wajidu means that Allah is the one who has everything. That means when we make dua, we are asking Allah, and understand Allah is the one that makes impossible possible. Allah is the one who has no limitation. Allah is the one who has no restriction. So whatever situation you are in, lift your hands up and say, Ya Hayyu, Ya Qayyum, Ya Wajidu. Oh Allah, you are Wajid. And I ask that Allah who is Wajid, Allah, I am in this difficulty, Ya Allah, I am in this difficulty, Ya Allah, I am in this difficulty. Allah is the one who can remove every difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. After Al-Wajidu comes another name, Al-Majid. Majid is again very similar to Majid. Majid means something that is of honor and reverence. The difference between Majid and Majid is, Majid means that Allah is the one who distributes honor, reverence and respect to people. So those who get very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives them that honor. Allah gives them that respect, that authority. So that is the meaning of Majid. So alhamdulillah, we have understood two beautiful names of Allah, Al-Wajidu and Al-Majidu. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Inshallah, just for a few minutes, if brothers can shut their eyes and let us cleanse the heart, let us make it pure. And let us concentrate and think that the heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just for a few minutes.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.